This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogel from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts, Bob Schmidt, Junk Luggers, and Sarah Leonard from the Sarah Leonard Team. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. We got a packed show, so let's light this candle. Elwood, buddy, I'm in the mouth of Chicago.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago.
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where are you from?
Chicago.
Chicago.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
With your host, David Hochberg.
Thank you again, Mr. Jennings. We got a packed show. Let's light it up here. Sarah Leonard came back from the Witness Protection Program. She's been here.
Back.
4 months.
Been a while.
You got something going on in your life? It's taking up a lot of your time?
Just work, you know, crushing the real estate market.
I'm sure you are. What are we talking about today?
We're talking about downsizing and the question that everybody has. When you move, what do you do and what not to do when selling your home?
Okay. Is downsizing a thing now because the kids are out of school and the people are retiring and they just...
And what's coming in the next 3 months? The worst weather ever, right?
Yeah, true.
This is the time where everyone's like, yeah, if I don't have to be here, I don't want to be here.
Phone number if our listeners want to reach out.
224-239-3966 or sarahleonardsells.com.
Bob Schmidt, Junk Luggers. Fun packed week this week. We had lunch. We had breakfast. Sarah didn't make it. She was too busy with her room service. And
I got the invitation 6 minutes before you
were
there.
Please, it's a standing invitation. Mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever. Way too popular. But you gave us a bunch of different scenarios you're going to be talking about. And the auction thing going on, too. That's kind of exciting as well. I'm digging that, even though we don't want to talk about it yet. But we're going to talk about it anyway because it's huge.
Great teaser.
Yeah, it's a great teaser. Some of the topics you're going to cover are what?
Well, Sarah nailed it on the head. It's going to be really around downsizing, hoarding, which needs a lot of downsizing.
Yeah.
I often call it right-sizing. But at the same time, you know, how do we differentiate that and help people get ready to move?
And you got a great story of a realtor who contacted you because the owner of the house passed. We'll dive deeper.
Yep.
And they needed a removal company, right? A junk removal company. Called and said, hey, I got a great company. It's Junk Luggers, Bob Schmidt. And she's like, Bob Schmidt, Junk Luggers. I just heard him. It was 2 weeks ago, right? You know, since the last time you were on. And she was listening in Colorado to the show. And so weird that a listener was looking. She should have been like, hey, I know Bob, you know, from the show. But just that connection made her feel a lot more comfortable.
So that's right.
We'll dive deeper into that. Phone number for listeners want to reach out.
1-800-LUG-JUNK or 1-800-584-5865.
A lot of our listeners are moving to Colorado. A popular, I know they have the winters there, but
sunshine, like 340 days out of the year, literally.
And they have all that pot money, and the real estate taxes are super low, and it's super affordable.
But you know what's not really low is the prices.
Yeah. Oh,
that market is in such a bubble.
Yeah. Well,
such a bubble.
How about Florida? And we could talk about that as well.
Florida is starting to sink.
Yeah.
That's
literally
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Well, that too.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Underwater.
And see what I did there with the words?
Yes.
And Austin, wordsmith, there's no doubt. MegaPros Jeremy, MegaPros Home Improvement.
MegaPros.com.
You had a big July. I know. Yeah, big July.
Been busy. Same thing, right? Summer. It's kind of our all hands on deck time where we're working around the clock to get our customers' projects done as fast and as efficient as possible. So been doing that.
Listeners want to reach out to you, they go to this website.
It's not a website.
Or this phone number.
847-658-8989.
And if they have questions, they could just call into the show. 312-981-7200 for any of your home repair, remodel questions. We'll answer them for you and have fun with it.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Come back with the Center Guard mailbag. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Chicago on 720 WGN.
Hey, let's see what topics we got in the old mailbag, huh?
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago's mailbag.
Mailbag, brought to you by CenterGuard Plumbing. My baby just wrote me a
letter. Mail call. CenterGuard Plumbing, the only plumbing company that I trust to touch my pipes, Sarah, that are in my home. I know you were going in another direction there, but CenterGuard is awesome.
Yes.
Let's get to it. Number one, happy birthday. Special shout out, happy birthday to a loyal listener by the name of John Haslett.
There we go.
He's 60 again, and he will not let his birthday cakes have anything other than a 6 and a 0.
Nice.
He refuses.
I like it.
Just helped his son do a cash-out refinance of a home that he owned down in the Joliet area to do a cash-out to buy a summer home next to their summer home up on the Channel Lakes somewhere up north. So nice. They're very happy. They're one of my original clients.
Wow.
Back in the day. So,
OG.
Yeah. OG. Happy birthday. I just want to make some observations that I'm going to start doing this next week, and I advise everybody on the show. We need to buy a yoga mat and put it under our arm and walk towards the studio because everybody downtown has a yoga mat.
Mm. Oh, that's just a PSA?
I just feel left out. Just everybody is wearing, well, mostly women, and I identify.
Of course.
I can get you a few.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yoga mats?
I want to fit in. Yeah. I feel out of place. I don't have my yoga mat. But
why don't you actually do yoga? Maybe we could all do yoga.
Let's do that. Why do you? Okay.
Great.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
we could do an ice plunge. What Jeremy does, and then do some yoga.
Well, you know what we could do?
Yeah.
We could say we're going to meet for yoga, and then Sarah blows us off.
That's the one thing I would show up for.
Yeah,
let's do yoga.
Okay.
Right. I'll bring him breakfast.
The mats.
Yeah.
Done.
Are we doing it in studio then?
No, we'll do it here. There's a lot of room.
There is a lot of room.
Yeah, we'll just move things around. Nobody's here on the
weekends. Who's going to be our instructor?
Me.
Sarah, you're you.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Yikes.
This will be interesting.
Can we record it at least? So
probably
we can maybe try to get some hits or something, some comments.
Okay.
Okay.
We can do that.
Yeah, cool.
And a little PSA to anybody that has a dog, buying them toys that look like skunks is not a good idea.
You're training them.
Very bad idea.
Especially when you have a mentally challenged dog. Okay. Which I told my wife, this is a unique dog. We have 700 freaking toys.
He's special.
Yeah.
Very special. He's got a lump in his head. I wanted to call him Lumpy. My wife's like, you can't, you're tagging him. I'm like, he's a dog.
Yeah.
He's not going to know a Lumpy.
Yeah.
But so.
He doesn't know it's a bad name.
Doesn't know.
Yeah.
Exactly. Lumpy. You can't call it Lumpy.
The dope.
So I lost another battle.
Could be a good training tool if you have the smell associated with the toy.
Yeah. Well, of course.
Oh, yeah. You want that in your house.
So, sure. So guess what?
Yeah. What?
We're doing our walk. We take the dogs for a walk. And guess what's within 30 feet of
his
our
toy?
His toy.
His toy. His live action toy.
With a gigantic, bushy, this little black and white,
nice,
full-size rat that smells like... Yeah, I'm like, oh, yeah, look. And he's pulling, right? He's like, oh, look. I'm like, yeah, okay. Pavlov's dog.
It's active.
Okay? It's not a... This is what you do. You programmed him to, like, want to play with the skunks.
Mm-hmm.
So did he?
What?
Yeah. Well, my wife pulled him back.
Sure.
So
or he would have.
Okay. So nothing happened.
Nothing happened.
There's no climax to that story.
Have you ever
whatsoever.
Had that experience where your dogs get sprayed?
Yes.
It is horrific.
It's horrendous.
It's terrible. Yeah. Isn't it supposed to be tomatoes that gets it out?
And baking soda or something? Yeah. There's a whole bunch of wives' tales on that.
You leave them outside for a month.
312-981-7200.
312-981.
You want to get really hated? Talk bad about dogs.
Yeah.
Or you just get a new dog. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Breaking news.
Okay.
Fed Chair Powell.
Yeah.
Made some comments yesterday that the housing market liked. Looks like he is looking towards or leaning towards cutting rates, the short-term rates.
This is so cute that he just like the vagality behind this is ridiculous.
You gotta let it.
Imagine that.
No.
Yeah.
You gotta announce
it. Say a lot of words and do nothing.
He basically forecasted a rate cut. Okay, and here's why.
Yeah, let's hear
it. Not because President Trump's got his foot on his throat.
Okay.
Okay, it's because he emphasized that the labor market is weakening, okay, which we all know. Okay, hiring has slowed sharply. Downside risk of employment are growing, citing sluggish job market as a central concern, which is not good for our listeners who have lost their jobs.
Of course not.
Or our listeners who have got cut back from their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, or our listeners who have kids that graduated that can't find jobs.
Yeah.
Okay. July jobs report was very bad and very large risks in the job market. Frozen job market The job market has basically been frozen for the past 6 months. No hiring outside of healthcare and the AI industries. Okay, most number of people on unemployment. Listen to this: since November of 2021, right now. So I'm giving you facts. Not making a political statement.
This is the highest it's been since November.
November of 2021. Remember,
is that 2020? COVID?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just, remember 2021?
Uh-huh.
Manufacturing, retail are both laying people off, not hiring.
Wow.
Okay. That's a little scary.
Yeah.
Right? I found this morning while stretching in the bathroom.
Because we do that.
Of course we do.
Why not?
We all have different things that we stretch in the bathroom in the morning.
Yep.
Americans are spending less. You got that?
Yeah.
Okay. Americans are spending less on dining out. Okay. Retail sales at food services and drinking places have been flat over the past 3 months. The weakest growth since February of 2025.
Okay.
This is also the third lowest reading in 2.5 years. Concerningly, the slowdown is taking place during the summer season. This is
which is the biggest.
Thank you.
Right.
Exactly.
That's the time to want to be out.
Rather than in February or March.
Which no one wants to go outside in February, at least in Illinois.
Yeah. As in previous years.
Yeah.
So you typically have the summer. Everybody's going away in July and August, and they're blowing money they don't have on crap they don't need because they want to have the last big kabang before they get back to reality. The summer vacations, the kids go back to school.
This is a healthy, happy show, right?
No, like
that was pretty depressing.
What's happening? Yeah,
exactly. This is a reality show.
All right, fair,
fair. That talks about what's really happening. Okay. And here, households are seeing less disposable income and weakening job market, which are shifting purchases towards essentials and away from disposable income. The U.S. consumers are still struggling due to inflation.
Yeah, okay, that's true.
So, this leads into what Sarah wants to talk about. This leads into what Bob wants to talk about. This leads into what you want to talk about.
Sure.
And everybody wants to talk about lower rates.
That's true.
So it all leads in. And the only reason Powell is cutting rates is because of the weakening job market.
Got it.
Okay. And inflation is still going up. So when you have decreasing jobs and increasing inflation, that's called stagflation. Google that, kids. ChatGPT that, young everybody. Yeah. And see what happened in the 70s. Okay. Doesn't end well.
Stagflation.
Okay. Bob, 76-year-old veteran, married to Mary, 77. Home was worth $525,000. They owned it free and clear out in the western burbs.
Okay.
$4,800 combined retirement income. Close to $1,000 of that, 1G, is going towards taxes and insurance for the 70-year-old folks. Mary's got onset, it's got dementia onset, Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. Not doing too well. Needs in-home health care that's costing Bob a fortune that he can't afford. More than $30,000 with credit card debt to pay for a new furnace and medical assistance for his beautiful wife, who is going through the early stages of Alzheimer's and has dementia, which that's costing him over a G-note a month. Mm-hmm. So between taking care of his wife and taking care of his taxes and insurance, that's almost half of the income, a little less than half of the income that he's got coming in. On top of that, he's got a $30,000 car loan costing him $685 a month. Moral of the story? We're helping Bob, who has power of attorney over his wife's personal and financial situations because of the dementia, secure a reverse mortgage.
I knew that's where that was going to go.
Thank you.
Nice.
You are a clairvoyant realtor.
You win.
I get that a lot.
Yeah. You win.
Yeah, that's good.
Here's another story. Okay. Mike called about purchasing his family's home from his brother. Mike lives up north. His brother lives down south in southern Illinois. Mike lives up north in northern Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
Mike's brother inherited the house when their mom unfortunately passed away. They owed $91,000 on the family estate, where it's like 30 acres, 25 they hunt, there's a house, and then they contract farm the other five.
Cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Brother is a credit-challenged, alcohol-challenged, dependency-challenged individual who would rather spend money on things other than paying his mortgage. Houses in foreclosure. They owe $91,000.
Mm.
The homestead is worth $350,000. Guess what's going to happen? Mike is going to buy the house from Bob, his brother. Bob is going to give Mike a $250,000 gift of equity. Mm. So Mike could buy the second home and keep the home in the family's name without having to bring in any type of money whatsoever to cover all the closing costs and the attorney's fees, pay off the 91 G's that the brother owes, covers all the closing fees, cover all the prepaids, and he basically takes over the house. He's got to qualify, which he does, and away he goes. That is what we do. That's nice. An example of solving our listeners' challenge. And this is just this week.
Yeah.
Okay, and we're going to talk more about all of this stuff.
It's sad what happens in the families with that stuff, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. You know what it's called?
People feel helpless.
You know what it is? It's life.
Yeah, it's sure. Also greed and other things,
yeah, there's some icky.
Sure.
There's some sure. But
I'd like to spin this to a positive show today,
yeah,
if we can.
Dave,
can
like,
we do
I'm
this?
I helped the vet
that's a positive.
Keep his home and take okay. care of his wife. I helped this guy keep the house
when
in the family. I helped the guy, which I'll get to later, not get picked off by Penny Mac on an FHA loan. Got him a better deal. Yeah, Penny Mac. That's the name of the Penny Mac.
Okay.
Penny I didn't know. I thought we got to go. Ridian's okay. giving me the stink eye because Benny got into a rear end accident or something. That's what sure. they're calling it.
Okay. More depressing things. Good.
Sure.
We'll leave on yeah. that note.
All right.
What is happening?
Yeah. This segment's been sponsored by Senegar Plumbing, the only plumbing company that I trust to touch the pipes that are in my house.
Antidepressants.
And they're fun. Yeah, exactly.
And Xanax. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and phone line. This is Notes from Chicago 720.
Here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. I just want to shout out my word, 224 texter, Sarah. I know you don't have the text machine in front of you, so
no.
You're kind of feeling a little slighted today.
Yeah.
My word, I better go back home and lock the doors. According to Hochberg, the world is coming to an end. No, I'm just telling you. What's happening?
Yeah, you were a little negative in that one.
We got a
okay.
Yeah,
unemployment's great.
How many loans did you close last month?
That's a great question.
38.
Great, and we sold over 40 homes. Jeremy, great. How was your month?
Our July was great.
And how about?
Yeah,
also very good.
There we go. Yeah.
Okay,
all right, guys, we're turning it around.
Okay, but unemployment is still rising.
Here we're hiring. We've been hiring this entire
same.
Year.
Same.
Every position we have at Mega, we have a position out for.
And I will say that when we're hiring, most of the people that we're hiring have a job that they're leaving. It's not like people are...
No one's, right?
So
no one's
like,
jobless.
I guess hyper-locally or to us, the sky's not falling. It's actually a sunny, beautiful day.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm right there with Sarah on that one. It is gorgeous outside.
Great pool of candidates.
Yeah.
If you were to identify your favorite client, who would that be?
A smiley one?
A happy client?
No, that's not a trick question. We talked about it during the break. What's your favorite client?
Oh, you!
What?
We're not allowed to say that one.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah,
312-981-7200. My God,
is that over my head?
No, it isn't.
Came out of your
but
mouth,
but it's definitely not positive. So
no, it is positive.
That is so true. Okay, so I'd say most of our clients right now are death and divorce, and so when someone has passed away, that is a that's
there's
a good,
less of factors
client.
Of people getting in your way to sell the house.
Sure, well, sure.
It's emotional,
we can just,
but
we can just take
of
control of it. We can really solve a problem because typically when that's happening, they need to grieve and process emotion. And so we're able to take, you know, everything off of their plate and just and make that go away
exactly.
for them.
Yeah, you're helping.
Four D's of real estate. Diapers, debt, downsizing, okay, death and divorce.
Yeah. I mean, those are five. That was five.
Those are, I mean, the five D's. I'm a math guy.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm in the mortgage business.
Obviously.
Don't worry.
It's the same five D's.
That was amazing.
Yeah. Same five D's of real estate. Same five D's of junk removal. Same five
D's. For home improvement.
Home improvement. That, so if you're buying, if you're having a baby, you might be looking to get out of the apartment and buy a home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Absolutely.
Or if you had a baby or two babies, you might be looking to get out of your current home and buy a bigger home.
Yes.
There we go.
I mean, that,
yes.
And then death, obviously, you got to dispose of a home. Debt, we all know what debt is. You can't afford the house. You got to get out. Okay.
That's right.
You know, downsizing, you want to retire. You don't need as big of a home. All of these things.
Right.
And then, you know, and divorce, we all know what divorce is all about.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to stay. Maybe.
I don't. I'm real happy about that. Happily married 17 years.
There we go.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, there's still going
to be 30.
There's still time.
30 years? Congrats.
Plenty of time to fail.
That's great.
Yeah. Dave, like, what is going on with
I
you,
would
Matt?
Like to say succeed, Dave.
Succeed.
Okay, yeah, thank you.
Plenty of time. I got the first
deal?
One out. I got the first divorce out of the way early. That's why I recommend everybody. Uh-huh. So what's going on with the real estate market? Are we slowing up? Are we picking up? Or steady as we go? Where are we?
I think, and if you're closing all those loans, you'll know. I think buyers are just taking their time because inventory is growing. We really are seeing more homes come on the market. And sellers are starting to recognize it because as you drive through a neighborhood, now you are seeing for sale signs. And you know what happens? They're going up and they're not coming down as fast, which isn't a bad thing. I think it's just, it can feel like a slap in the face to sellers when all you hear is this positivity and how fast things go. And it's like, price has no tie to condition or anything else, right? And now that's really starting to change.
2008. Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We had 160 months worth of inventory.
Yeah.
Okay, we had 160 months.
Is that what it was? 160 months?
Yeah. The properties were falling in value so fast, we couldn't keep up with the appraisals kept coming in.
I remember that.
Lower and lower. Yeah. It was like catching falling knife.
That's when we bought.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I think...
Hold on. The flip side of that is, the past 4 years, starting in COVID,
yeah,
right? The market time was what? 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Right?
Literally.
Okay, so we went from one extreme in 08 to another extreme that wasn't realistic. Over the past 4 years, Sarah, you've been on that train.
Sure.
Right? And now we're getting back to normalcy.
Yes. And so when you talk about downsizing and those things, I think that for people that are intentionally making a move, they, you know, it's not just for kids. It's not something that's short term where you can, you know, start a family and need to grow in 3 years, right?
Yeah.
These people that are doing these final moves, that's what really we have not seen a lot. I think we'll see a lot more downsizing start to happen as there's more inventory because no one wants to list their home, even if they're getting top dollar, if they feel like there's nowhere to go. So yeah. I think that's starting to really shift and change. And we're seeing it, like you had mentioned, yep. in the different markets, like Florida has really slowed down.
Austin, Texas.
Yep. Yep, and we're starting to see that. And we had talked off air about builders. When builders are doing reductions and they're doing wild incentives, that's usually a key indicator that if their sales have slowed a bit, that you'll see that follow with the resale market.
3-2-1 buy-downs we're getting from builders.
Yep.
If funded by the builder, we're getting builders buying rates down into the 4s, 4.99. Right. We're working with these buyers for months. 6, 8, 9 months, right? Oh, we're going to go buy new construction. I'm like, great, there goes 8, 9 months worth of, because I can't compete.
You can't compete.
You know, they're literally, Sarah, they're taking 20 grand of their profit
and putting it towards
to buy the rate down in order to get the buyers into a 4.9% loan. You know, I'm using that as an example because they have to move that piece of property and get it off their books.
That's right.
So would you recommend to our listeners, if you're looking for a home, maybe start in the new construction sector just because you are going to get a better rate?
Yeah.
I mean, is that...
A better deal on the house?
I mean, I could say that new construction, I'm just going to blanket statement this, the quality of craftsmanship in a new construction home is not ideal.
Agreed.
I mean, almost all builders...
And the thing is, you pay a premium. So if you're going to go buy a new car versus a used car, right, you're going to close it. And I tell this to everybody, you're going to close your door and it's not like you're walking into equity at all.
That's a good
point.
And
you also aren't getting blinds. There's no paint typically. You're not usually getting a washer
fence.
Dryer.
There's nothing.
There's no fence. So I think that, you know, when you look at all of the things you'd have to pay out of pocket after closing.
Yeah, do the math.
Not
I get
as
it.
Much.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to come back with more because I kind of cannibalized the first part of that. And then talk about, because you and Bob were talking during the break about how you guys work a lot together.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll just go into that because we're only four of us in here today. 1, 2, 3, 4. Good.
Yeah, you count.
I counted that.
You count. Well, I'm glad you did.
The four experts on the show that usually has 5. 312-981-7200. I'm a visual guy, John.
Obviously.
312-981-7200. That's a Megapost call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Chicago on 720.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Do you bring your mother over to make margaritas in the open houses, or does she just stay at home and pound them on her own?
It's a little bit of both. Chips, guacamole, margarita. She is one happy gal.
That's awesome. That would get me buying a house. Mama Leonard over there in Hochberg, and we got a party.
Yeah.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPost call, text, and photo line. We were talking during the break about how you and Bob, right? You get into situation, Bob gets into situations,
yes.
And how you pick up the phone and call, and Bob's like, hey, I could have a truck over there in an hour, right?
Yeah, so the conversation with the seller always starts the same. Them feeling overwhelmed when they're living in their home and really not knowing where to start or what to do. And it usually always leads to the same conversation where they feel they need to get a dumpster. But you know what happens with that is you have to figure out everything, right? You've got to order it. You've got to figure out how long you're going to need it for. Who's going to help you? Who's going to load it? Who's going to, you know, bring the stuff there? And
permits.
Everything. And people are so overwhelmed by that, you know, and that's pretty consistent. Moving is just a stressful time. So for us to say, well, wait, what if we have somebody that can come and they'll bring the manpower? All you have to do is show them what you don't want anymore, and you can do it incrementally, because some people think that it's going to take all this time. It's like, no, start in the garage, start in the basement, right? And they will just do whatever it is you ask them to do.
Literally.
Literally. It's amazing. And people just, I when I leave their house, they say, oh my gosh, I'm so much less stressed out now than I was before I met with you, because they don't realize that we have these tools, right? Yep. And it's so valuable to them.
What percentage of your team's sale transaction need to call Bob and get it cleaned out?
Oh, two-thirds easily.
Two-thirds?
At least.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a lot, because, you know, everybody feels this way. Like, how did I accumulate all these things in my home? Like, that's something everyone says when they move, right? It doesn't seem bad. Then you open drawers and it's like, oh my gosh. And so I think it's just overwhelming. And then to think about, okay, now I'm going to have to pack all of this and then pay typically to move it. No one wants to do that. No right. one.
At least Hochberg does.
Wow. She's amazing.
You have an 82,000 square foot house.
She's amazing. Let's just start
81.
There.
Yeah. So
my favorite opening line is, I've lived in this house for 40 years, and I have a lot of stuff. I know right away I'm going to make you happy.
And I have a lot.
Sure.
When you're looking at this house after we're done, it's going to be what you want.
But I think the people, it's like almost they're like shameful for what they have. It's like everybody does it. You can live in a home for 3 years and accumulate things, just like when you live in a home for 10 years. And the bigger your house, the more things you accumulate. It's just what happens. And so to be able to help solve those problems is great. And you guys really are incredible that you can bring the manpower. And you said you can do anywhere from 2 to 10 guys or whatever you have to do just to make it happen, right?
That's right.
It's wild.
So have you ever, Bob was telling me a story at the breakfast that you blew off, that he got a call, mm-hmm. right? Hey, I'm moving. I've got some stuff in my basement. Stuff in my basement. He's like, what type of stuff? I think you need to come over and look at it. And he goes down there, and it's an entire basement, 1,000 square feet of dolls and collectibles.
Right. Mm.
Dolls and collectibles. Hmm. What's the craziest thing that, you know, experience in the 20 plus years, however long you've been doing it? You know, you go down the basement, or you go up in the upstairs collectible room, right? Yeah. Quote unquote. That's, you know, this is where I keep my stuff.
Yeah.
What's the craziest thing that you've walked into? And it's not, you know, not the adult toys, because we can't talk about that on the air.
There was like a human, I'll tell you, we were doing an open house, and we came down, and there was like a human-sized doll. Like, she was so real, but it wasn't like an adult toy. It was like a real, like, I don't, it was like.
Oh, my in-laws have that. Yeah. Dressed up, my in-laws. Yeah, it's called art or something. They got a butler one. They got a guy going fishing and a lady like an old grandma.
It's scary.
It's crazy.
We thought people were actually in there. We were like, oh my gosh, this guy's like storing humans in here.
Yeah. They pay thousands of dollars for these dolls.
Oh. We see a lot of dressed mannequins.
Right?
These aren't mannequins. These are real life
human looking skin having people.
Art. Yeah. I had to pick up the butler from the Ann Arbor art fair. Okay, it's like 90 degrees. Yeah. I'm driving back from Detroit, because that's where my in-laws live. We go to Detroit, and they're like, "Hey, can you stop off at the art fair, pick something up?" I'm thinking, I'm thinking like maybe a something small.
You're strapping him in.
With
the seatbelt in the car.
I'm thinking it's in a box I can put in the trunk, maybe on the floor.
I love it.
It's this freaking 6 foot mannequin dressed in a tuxedo. It's 95 degrees.
Mm. Yeah.
And it's not like one of the first booths. It's the booth on the other side of campus. Right? So I park, I'm walking 3 miles to get this mannequin. I got to carry this full size mannequin dressed in a tuxedo. And people looking at me, I'm like, it's my in-laws. Forget about it. Right? And they're like shooting me looks.
Right.
Like, what are you going to do with the butler? I'm like, I'm like, I can't say what I said. I'm like, hey, you know, it's a college town, so I was a little more.
You're going to have fun.
I got a little fun. Are you going to shoot at me? I'm going to fire right back.
I'm
dripping. I'm dripping, and I'm shoehorning this mannequin into my car.
Did you ask them why?
I don't ask questions.
Oh, I don't ask questions. Okay.
I did have a house where the person had passed away, and we emptied everything for them, and there was like tons of money, like the coins, like tons of them, though.
Collectible coins?
No, like coins that you could just trade
in. Quarters and dimes and nickels, American?
And like, she's like, no, everything in there, just get rid of it or like take it. I'm like, ooh.
What?
Yeah, isn't that bizarre? Yeah.
We thought we were walking into a water fountain, but it was dry because all the coins are on the ground.
Come on.
Right?
Yeah.
Just because.
Don't you get like one of those Hinckley and Schmidt bottles and start filling those up?
Yeah,
that,
that's
my dad used to do. You just take your change and that's the vacation money.
You're a kid. It's the coolest thing ever. Yeah.
That is
the
vacation money.
And then you go, you pick it up, you dump it out, and you count the money out.
Yep. That's,
you get a pizza.
It used to be the vacation money. Now you need like five of those things for the vacation
money. Stop talking negative, Jeremy.
All right, fair.
Stop talking negative. Stop talking negative.
All right, fair. Got it.
A quarter's only worth a dime, but let's keep it positive.
Oh, jeez.
And cost two.
All right. Okay, let's if our listeners want to reach out to you, you're here for another hour, 2 hours.
Yeah,
it's going to be a joy. We're just going to pack in as much Sarah Leonard as we can.
That's right. 224-239-3966 or sarahleonardsells.com.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Yeah, baby.
All right, website?
sarahleonardsells.com.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Come back with Bob Schmidt, Junk Luggers, after these messages. The news is next from the North. Let's edit that out, Benny, when we go live. The news is next from the North.
Benny's not even in.
What's happening?
He's right there. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. I'm glad it's written right there.
I
can read right off it. All right, we'll be back. Kleppen, take us out of this.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Welcome back to Sarah. We miss you when you're not on. That's 847-224. My word. Better luck. Oh, we already read that. 847, a good friend sold a solid, nice house in the far suburban Wakanda. I don't know why. Wakanda's not that far. Had for a good friend, sold a house in Wakanda in 3 hours.
Whew.
So
how about that?
It's still a fluid market. But Bob, you're in and out of these houses all the time. We talked also during breakfast that Sarah blew us off, that the stuff that people leave in the house, I'll give you one. Gigantic air compressor. I mentioned this on the show once. A gigantic 6-foot air compressor.
Huh.
The seller's like, oh, I thought the buyers would want it. She's a school teacher
unless you're in a mechanic and or something.
It's a very small percentage of the population who would want that.
Niche.
And coaches lacrosse. Okay, she's not going out there with her power tools with an air thing in there, with an air attachment.
No pneumatic tools there.
Yeah. So 6 foot, 48 inch around.
We'll take the house as long as you get rid of that.
Yeah.
Probably dwarfs her too.
Yeah. Forget about the room that it took.
Yeah.
Right? In the garage. Which, listen, if you're wrenching on stuff and you need that for your tools, right? Fine. But this is a school teacher moving in with her husband who's a police officer. Okay?
The general rule of thumb is other people don't want your junk.
No matter what.
Right? They just don't want it.
What about like TV? What about TVs? Never?
They're hung on the wall. It's like, okay.
I'll take it or leave it. I can get a different TV.
It's the best when people have like a huge box TV that's like 900 pounds.
Yeah.
That you can't
like,
get rid of anymore.
It works great. Like, I think they're going to want it. It fits in the space nice. I'm like, get it out of here.
Right.
They don't want it at all.
Right. The Hitachi UltraVision.
Yeah. Totally.
Next to the LaserDisc.
I had that.
I bet you did.
I had this gigantic 60 inch.
Yeah.
And DLP something.
I had to break it in half. I had to get the Allen wrenches out. And pop it into two pieces.
You have those next to your lava lamp and your Magic 8-Ball?
Yeah.
Schlepped it from my condo downtown into my basement in Northbrook in the original house.
Yeah.
And then it got to a point where we had to redo the basement. I'm like, now what the hell am I going to do with it?
Right.
I had to get the Allen wrenches. I had to find out where the hell I put the Allen wrenches. Disconnect it, pop it, and take it over to the landfill company, Allied Waste, and just drop it off.
So, Bob, are you getting calls on the 11th hour? Hey, house is set to close. However, my buyer doesn't want the piano, the pool table, and the arcade machine that you thought was of great value?
Yes. And what's even more amazing is... someone understand, well, yeah, of course it's a pool table. Did you even discuss that with the buyer, right? But
good
what's
point.
Funny is when we get the call saying, there are these three pieces of wood in the garage that the buyer wants removed before they close, and they're sitting in the closing.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
So everything's on pause.
They did their final walkthrough.
Panic phone call.
Yep.
Uh-huh. I want this out of my new house.
I need you to go to X address and please remove it as soon as possible. And by the way, can you send me pictures so we can actually close?
Wow.
Whoa.
Okay.
So we make that happen.
Sarah, how many times does that happen?
Yeah, it happens. I'll tell you what. It's the unknown. People just assume that they can leave things, or people are going to be grateful for it. It's like, no assumptions.
Yeah. And it really is the sellers who just don't want to deal with
it. Oh, for sure.
Yeah, obviously.
And, yeah, they'll want it. Sure.
Every seller, when I go to their house, will be like, oh, we got a pool table. It's great. I did the new felt on it. We'll definitely leave it. I'm like, oh, well, thank God there's new felt. And I'll let them know. But it's like, no.
They don't want it.
No.
They definitely don't want it in their dining room space.
I know. Yeah. But you guys make all that not an issue.
And we love picking up those rear projection TVs, Jeremy.
Is there something that you don't, like, you show up and you're like, nope, not doing it?
Probably chemicals, right?
Well, chemicals.
Hazardous.
Hazardous chemicals.
Because I literally cannot transport them, right, legally on the roadway.
Sure.
Without a license.
Yeah, you need a Class B.
And a permit.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And then we're talking, like, very simple stuff, like gasoline, no ammunition, no drugs, no guns, that kind of stuff. When I say drugs, I mean illegal.
Yeah, of course, prescription drugs.
But, so you couldn't do David's house then?
Right.
Yeah, obviously.
Okay.
Yeah. But there are resources
the pot plants out there. Or the cocoa plants in the basement?
There are plenty of resources out there for that, for homeowners. And what we do is we'll identify what we can't take. We'll put it in a nice little box, throw it in their trunk, and we say, hey, you know what? Take it over to your municipality hazardous pickup day. Or, Naperville has one. I know that we
refer Northbrook has one. Yep. Okay. The first whatever of the month, you bring all your crap over.
And it's funny is that the number of people that don't know that.
Oh, yeah.
And they are just so excited that you've shared that information
with them.
There's
a solution for their problem. Yes, absolutely.
So and they can transport it legally in their own car.
Because it's not commercial.
It's their stuff.
Right.
Yeah. Well, it's not commercial.
I know. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, we got to take a quick break. Come back with more of Bob Schmidt. Here's a texter. My in-laws left an old piano not tuned, as if it was tuned,
it would be like felting a pool table.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay. It's all tuned up, ready to go.
An untuned piano. Okay, if it was tuned, it might have been okay.
Maybe.
They got dinged at the closing.
Yeah.
Okay, because the buyer's going to be like, listen, I'm not going to be paying the couple of $200-$300 to get that piano out of my house.
It kills people. Don't want to get rid of it, and it's like you're just stuck.
Ridiculous. Phone number, we're going to come back with more Bob Schmidt. If people want to if our listeners want to reach out to you
for us to come get those pianos, it's 1-800-LUG-JUNK or 1-800-584-5865.
And medical beds just came in.
Absolutely.
Okay, one more time, the phone number,
1-800-LUG-JUNK or 1-800-584-5865.
All right, Benny, take us to break. This is Homes from Chicago on AM 720 WGN. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPost call, text, and photo line. We're going to be back after these messages.
Let's review.
So for everybody, there's a beautiful cake out there for Bob Murdoch.
Wait, what did you say?
Yeah, Bob Murdoch, dude, keeps the plate spinning and the balls on fire and keeps everything plugged in here.
Now you're just making up words.
It was Bob.
It's Bill Murdoch.
Is it a Fergie?
All right, Bill Ferguson, Bob Ferguson.
Oh, it's Fergie. It's Fergie. Just call him Fergie.
Listen, stop getting specific. Nate's been here for 35 years. Let's get back to the cake.
Okay, got it.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
It's all about the cake, Sarah. You know that. 312-9. You don't need to get specific about things. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Kelly in Rockford, thanks for listening and calling into the show. How can we help?
Hi, David. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a new homeowner here in Rockford. I moved from Aurora. My house is on the market in Aurora. But anyway, when I went to the final walkthrough on the day of the closing, there were things left behind that I didn't want, like you were talking about, a refrigerator in the garage and a bunch of broken tile in the backyard, et cetera, et cetera. So I said, no, I'm not going to sign unless you clean it up. They took pictures. It looked all cleaned up. I didn't discover until recently, and I closed about 2 months ago, that they cleaned up all the broken tile and they put it into a recycle container that looked like it was the recycle. I mean, it's City of Rockford recycle container. It's filled with all this broken tile. Now, obviously, it's not recyclable, and am I stuck with it? Can I call back the realtor company and say, look, this was supposed to be removed off the property, but they just filled up my recycle bin with it? What do I do?
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. The recycle, is it a roll-off dumpster? Yeah. Is that what you're considering a recycle bin, or is it like a garbage can?
Yeah. It's like a garbage can. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it's blue, and it says City of Rockford on it, and it says recyclables. And it's got a lid on it, and it's filled with broken tile.
How much time has passed since you closed?
I closed on the 9th, about 2 months ago.
Yeah, I think that time has passed.
What is the time?
Well, essentially, the time is before you close.
Yeah.
I mean, once you figure that out after, they don't have, there's nothing, unless it's a disclosure issue, which you could, which that is not, then you don't really have a whole lot of recourse.
They took pictures of the cleaned up area, and so I presumed.
So those people are just not nice.
They're scumbags.
They swept it under the rug.
But all they did was hide it on the property.
What was the name of the people that you bought it from? And ouch. Where did they move?
Ouch, ouch, ouch.
I mean, are
Let's
they close?
Let's besmirch their name.
Are they close?
I don't know where they moved. Yeah. I don't know.
All right, well, maybe.
What happened was, David, at the closing, when I complained about it, their real estate agent called up a company that came and cleaned out the refrigerator and all the stuff I had complained about. So that company loaded up that recycle bin with all that tile, unbeknownst to anybody.
Yeah, wow. You don't do that.
Wow. Yeah. Okay,
so
well,
no
that's
recourse,
why.
But Bob, you could help.
Oh, yeah, I mean, we would be that company that could be going
sure.
there to help.
No, Bob but would be the company that would go to clean everything
to
up
do it the right
and
way.
Take it in his truck instead right. of putting it in the blue Correct. Recycling bin.
Sure.
Right.
Okay, so
right.
I think what you have to do is get out to the – when's your garbage picked up in your area in Rockford?
For me, it's we put it out Sunday night.
Okay, so Monday. What time Monday? Are you around when the garbage guys come around?
Yes, I will be, yes.
All right, so I guess what you got to do is you got to meet them over there with a cup of coffee and a 20, and you'd be like, hey, Bob, you know, can you make this go away? You know, you slip them a couple of bucks, and miraculously, right. it'll go in the garbage truck.
Hmm.
I mean, that's what
right.
that's what I would.
I like that.
Well,
I don't know. I like that.
That's listen.
That's smooth.
I guarantee you, you give the guy who's driving the truck 20 bucks, you're like, hey, can you... You know, help me out here. You, boom, boom. Yeah. The clamps come out. The thing goes up in the air.
Right.
You come down. You'll have a clean
sure.
container.
Yeah, I'll remember
and,
you.
And you know what,
Christmas.
You know what, David? I spent my first 40 years in Chicago, so I'm real familiar with how
yeah.
that works.
Yeah, you know, yeah. It's all, this is a city that yeah. this is
I
an area that runs with envelopes.
Inside my palm.
Yeah.
Hold up inside my palm. Give him a little handshake.
Yeah.
Sure.
I go out.
He sees it.
I'd go out there in the Tony Soprano, like you know,
with the robe and flip flops.
Yeah. Hey, can you help me out here? Right, I'd go out with crutches. I'm like, I'd go out with crutches and and an knee brace and maybe a neck brace and
with
say,
wheels on it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I got a walker with wheels on it.
Yeah.
Wow. That's good.
Is
so
that
let
you
me
know,
let me ask a question?
Yeah. Go ahead.
To fully understand, we're in Rockford, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you have a garbage can full of these tiles
in the recycling container
right now.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. In the recycling container.
Text me your number. Okay. I've got a team that's going to be in Rockford tonight.
Oh, look at you.
And we'll do it for free.
Wow.
Just because that shouldn't
oh, wow.
have been done. I mean, it's one can. It's not going to kill us.
Sure.
Yeah.
And I'd be more happy to do that.
And it's not a giant can. It's a smallish.
Yeah.
I mean, it's heavy.
Exactly.
You know?
I know what you mean.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So here's the deal, Kelly. Bob's going to take care. I still want you to show up. I still want you to wear the robe when his guys show up. All right? We at least do that for me for them, okay? I'm just...
I'll do that for you for them, and let them take a picture with their cell phone. How's that sound?
There we go.
That's even better. Okay, well, then make sure your guys send it to me.
Where do I send this? My phone number?
We got it. Kelly, we got it. Iridian's a pro. She's an award-winning producer here. She's going to take down all your information, get it to Bob. Bob will have a truck swing by and take care of you.
Yeah.
Good man.
I love you so much. You know what, Bob? I can't put it out to the curb until I know you're going to come get it that day.
It's tonight.
We're going to be there today.
Yeah. It's tonight.
We're coming today.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You got it.
Yeah, they'll have your number. They'll give you a call. They're on their way.
Yeah.
Really nice of you.
Yes. Okay.
All right. So get the iron out and get that robe pressed. You just make sure the corners are crisp.
I got to get the curlers in my hair, too.
That's perfect. That's
I love it.
And we will ask you for a 5-star review, though.
Yeah.
Sure.
Is it worth a 5-star review?
5-star plus.
Okay.
All right.
There you go. People, I feel like
thank
Wally
you,
Phillips moment
you.
Here. All right, Kelly, hang on one second. That's a really nice, solid thing for you to do. Hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. Well, you know what? We're going to give, let's give Kelly the dual prize pack, too, because she had such a bad experience with these other schmucks that this is why you have to be careful who you work with
right.
in every area of your house.
So true.
Buying and selling.
Yeah, that's crazy.
All they had to do was put it in the back of the truck.
Yeah, that's lazy.
Whenever that people say something like, well, what's the difference? It's like, well, you don't know until it's too late.
Everything. Oh,
right?
I like
you
it.
Don't know until
you don't
it's
know.
Too late.
Yeah.
Right.
And you
Here's
usually
the difference
don't
right
know.
Here. Here's yeah. the difference. Kelly and Rockford, there's the difference.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, she thinks she's buying a house. We just talked about this.
Yeah.
Okay, now you got to check your garbage cans and your recycling
bin. That's
crazy. That's wild.
So when you guys remove stuff from the houses, do you guys do, if it's a small amount, I think sometimes people think you have to fill up the whole truck. How does that work in terms of if I just have some stuff in my garage and I want to get rid of it, is there like a job that's too small or what's that like for you guys?
There's never a job too small.
Mm-hmm.
However, I'd always suggest, hey, if we're going to be there, take a look around the house or anything else you want to get rid of because our pricing is, you know, the discounting helps with volume.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so, but we do everything in increments of cubic yards.
Okay.
increments of the truck size, right?
Got it.
And what's very important to know is that there are guys out there who have different size trucks.
Yeah.
So not one size fits all. And so you have to make sure you ask, what's the size of your truck? Not only what your price is. So we do increments, and that's how we price it.
So you're saying bigger is better?
Always.
Size matters, Sarah. Wow. You know that. That's your motto. That's what you told us during the break.
That's right.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line texture 262. You guys rock. So thank you for taking care of that. Can you please have Bob convince me that I'm better off using him than putting a roll-off dumpster on my driveway for me? Okay, I could think of five things off the top of my head.
Same. Go ahead. We'll just say one. You don't want a dumpster in your driveway.
As much great marketing as for us, however. But anyways, we also do dumpsters.
Okay.
Now, what is it? Why would she do our service versus dumpster? One, you're not breaking your back, right? You have to look at your time. How much is your time worth? And then look at our cost. If that is higher, then guess what? We're going to be a cheaper option. Mm-hmm. And then there's the effort. So we'll get it done, a full truck or full dumpster in 2 hours. So that's...
The eyesore
is gone, right? Even though it's still a nice, beautifully marked, branded truck of ours. But, you know, it's still a dumpster.
Mm-hmm. I know a little about roll-offs because I was in the scrap industry and we had roll-offs, right? Mm-hmm. So they're typically dirty.
Typically.
Okay. So if you're going to throw something over the side and you've got a low-sided 20-yarder, with the low sides, okay? Or you got a high-sided 40-yarder, how are you going to get it over the top?
That's fun.
Okay, number one. Number two, you got a low-sided 20-yarder, okay? You're going to throw stuff over the top and it's going to accumulate on the sides and you're not going to get everything in the middle and you're not going to fill up a full 20-yarder unless you're going to pop the back door. Good luck with that,
right?
And build a ramp and then schlep it in there and then you're in the middle of a dirty dumpster.
Yeah, okay? Why do the dirty work if you don't have to? You guys do all of it. It's so much faster and it's so much cleaner and it's so much simpler. Yeah.
And David brought up a good point. Schlepping it out of the house.
Yeah.
Do you want to be the one carrying that couch? Oh, whoops, I just dinged the wall.
Right.
I just broke the handrail.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And I just threw my back out. Right. We're trained and insured. If we make those mistakes, and I guarantee, you know, we do make mistakes. We're not perfect.
You're human.
And so we'll take care of it. Always guaranteed. In fact, we were able to work with Jeremy recently where we did have a mistake.
Yeah.
We hired Jeremy and MegaPros to come out. They took care of it. It looked wonderful. It was a little ding in the frame and he took care of it for us. So
here's the best thing.
Love that.
It's like Jeremy said, beep, beep, beep. There goes you got the roll off, and it's sitting there for two, 3, 4 days in the middle of your freaking driveway
or longer.
Yeah.
Until you fill this up.
Your neighbors are filling it.
Yeah.
That's a big risk, too.
No, it's not a risk. That's exactly what happens.
Almost happens all the time.
Yeah. Dog poop, somebody's on a trip, whoop, it's going in there. I guarantee it.
And what happens is because we make sure you don't put anything in there that doesn't belong, like paint and tires and stuff.
Yeah.
People throw those in there, and then guess what? You get
penalties. You get dinged.
Do you know what happened? I had when my house was being rehabbed and I wasn't living there, it started on fire, the dumpster. Yeah. They put a rag with like some kind of a thing with like the floor stain.
Sure.
Can you believe that?
Or it's worse, people think that these lithium ion batteries are just throwaways. You cannot throw them into a dumpster.
Well, you can.
Combustion.
You can.
Try and put that fire out.
Phone number.
1-800-LUG-JUNK or 1-800-584-5865.
Website?
Junkluggers.com.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Come back with Jeremy Hogel from MegaPros Home Improvements. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN. 312-981-7200. That's MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We'll be back after these messages.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
I would not want Tom Skilling to critique us or critique me
as
hosting a show.
Okay.
You're like, what just is that guy? What are they thinking?
He's a goat.
He is the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Tom Skilling.
Sure. And you're you.
yeah,
that's good.
Enough said.
You're you. Enough said there. 312-981. I agree with that. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our information and to download podcasts of previous shows.
Yeah.
You had the biggest July you've had in a very long time.
We have, yeah.
What was the cause of that, other than you being awesome?
I think a lot of planning goes into it. We've had several customers where they want these large projects, but they want them done fast, right? So a lot of pre-planning goes into it. but we can take a whole house renovation if the customer is willing to move out. I mean, that's the key factor, right? Remodeling is a challenge. We're disrupting your home. We do our best to be clean, do day-by-day schedules, but you have to live through it. Mm-hmm. So we can't just blow up every room and say, all right,
good luck. Figure it out.
Yeah. It just doesn't work. So
unless you're bringing coffee.
We had a cut. Even if we do that, we got to bring a porta potty then. And it's not good, even if we make them dinner. So we had this unique opportunity where the customer, we planned for it, they took a vacation, and we just demolished their house and put it all back together within 5 weeks.
What did you not touch? Did you do every room?
We basically remodeled their whole upstairs. So every room, and then we created a bonus room, turned it into a workout room.
Wow.
Just really reconfigured a whole space.
How cool.
It was very, very cool.
Absolutely amazing.
Very, very fun, very good, but a lot of planning. I mean, we were planning it for 6-7 months. So
you had to,
customers are, if you want to do something like that, that's great, but yeah, it takes time to pre-plan. It's not like it could happen fast.
Is right. that the house that you helped to move the yes. bathtub up?
Yes.
Oh, it is. Was, okay.
Yeah, so we talk about pre-planning, right? So right. customer orders this tub. It's beautiful. It's extremely expensive, and they tell us it weighs between. This is the best. It weighs between 500 and 1,000 pounds, right?
How like don't just, you know when you're casting?
I totally understand. Right?
We know exactly
so
how
we
much
planned
it is.
That it would be heavy, right? Obviously. We knew it would be heavy. You got a stairwell, but there's nothing to grab onto on this tub, right? There's no, it's all fancy, right?
Gosh.
So it's all slippery. It's porcelain, so it's heavy. And we're going through it, and our guys, we had four or five guys there, and we couldn't do it.
Come
so,
on.
Project manager calls me in a panic. Hey, we got this tub. Plumbers are here. Everything, right? And we're on the 11th hour, right? We need this job done. So I'm like, hey, we're going to call Bob. He's good at moving things that are heavy. He's got a good crew. How could we do this, right? So call Bob, explain the situation. Job's out in West Chicago. What, you showed up with four burly,
yes,
awesome,
former strongest,
tough guys, right? Between the mega guys and Bob's guys, and we figured it out.
Yeah. Made it
right?
happen.
Made it happen.
Love
got the
it.
Tub up. Same customer also has a safe. Same kind of problem because safes are heavy.
Yeah.
Stairwell. Called Bob. Hey, can you help us? Right.
But it wasn't just brute force, right? I mean, with Jeremy's team there to be able to build some things to help us get things up the stairs. It was
it's logistics.
Difference. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
For sure.
And you just can't just roll the dice and say, "Hey, we'll figure this out." Right.
Yeah.
So. Just calling the right people. And we've had a couple experiences. Like you said, you had a job where your guys dinged up like a door jam, mm-hmm. right? So, sure, I could be like Hawk and say, we'll sell your house.
Yeah.
Right?
Be on the market.
Makes
the next
sense.
No problem. Yep. Right?
To me,
second one is we can say, hey, the repair's not going to be the sexiest in all fairness because it's hard to make this perfect. We can't just replace wood in a section. Let's confirm expectations. And normally it would be, hey, you got to pull the jam, you got to pull the casing, you got to save the door, you got to put it. It's a whole day's worth of labor. We explain the expectations. This is what I think we could do. Are we comfortable with that? Had a painter out there that week.
Yep.
Knocked it out for him. Customer's happy. You're happy. Yep.
It's great.
It's an easy $400 fix. So everyone wins, right?
Yeah.
You didn't have to call your insurance company to try to put a claim in or something crazy.
We have a house around the corner, right? On the path of our dog walking experience every night. You bond with your wife and you hope there's no skunks. So there's they popped the top off this ranch.
Okay. Yeah.
And they did everything from the west side of the house to the east side of the house, except the garage. Just a whole new top.
Yeah.
They put up in a week. I mean, just speed build.
Mm-hmm.
And there were two cars parked out in front of the house with no other cars on the street, which to me means that they're still living in the house.
Yeah.
Because there's a fence, right? A construction fence around.
Of course, has to be.
You can't get into the driveway. So I'm just assuming the only two cars on the street on the entire block, two blocks, are in front of the house. How much more difficult is it? Number one, why would you want to live through that? Number one. And number two, how much more difficult is it from you, from a GC and a builder side, a renovator side, to have the owners of the home live through all that mishigas?
I mean, that's actually the norm, right?
Yeah.
Because you're investing this large amount of money, and then at the end of the day, you don't want to tell your customer, oh, by the way, it'd be great if you weren't here for three, four weeks.
Go pay for a hotel.
Go pay for a vacation.
Right. They ripped the entire roof off the house.
Yeah. Well, we'd want to get it done in a week, right? Jeremy's, at least that part.
Sounds but like you need an Airbnb business to go with
this. Well, yeah, that would be cute. All our customers get a free stay at here. I hope you're okay with it. I hope the commute's not bad from work and for your kids and school and everything else.
I think Hawk's got a big house. He could probably do it.
You could probably house our customers, right? Plus, they would like that, right? Like to live in the Hawk household.
I would love it.
I bet you would love it.
Listening base would go down by like 80% when they'd see how he'd live.
Yes.
Play with skunk toys.
What he'd say off air is really. But I mean, that's the point. Our customers call us for anything. I love that part about our company is that it could be as simple as fix a trim to rebuild us a whole brand new house.
What's
right?
your and bread and butter? Like, what do you get? If you said like, there's one thing the most, is it kitchens? Is it baths? Is it like flooring, painting, or is it really just
It's timing. I think it's just the ability to say, hey, we can knock out these 7 or 8 trades all with one company, all with ease, and just get it done for you, right? You don't have to call 7 people.
Yeah.
We got to take a quick break. So if our listeners want to give your team a call,
847-658-8989.
Or visit this website. Yep.
Megapros.com.
Right, we're going to take a quick break. 312-981-7200. We have 4 pages of text we're going to burn through when we come back. 312-981-7200. Megapros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Studio Chicago at 720 WGN.
Let's review.
So, will you go down to Champaign to move something to Joliet?
Yes, depending on the size. Of course, we'd help out whoever needs help.
So, you're saying size matters?
Yes.
Junk Luggers is officially now on record as saying size does matter.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. George has got a question about new home repairs. Hey, George, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. I have a house that was built about 2 years ago. And it's just, you know, settling or whatever, but there's a whole punch list of stuff that's odds and ends. And is that something that one team can do, or do I need to be calling a painter, a plumber, a carpenter, et cetera?
Yep. Great, great question, George. One team can do it, so we can. So you could contact Megapros, and if it's minor electrical, minor plumbing, no problem. If it's major, then we're going to bring in our experts, our pros. But it's still one company that could manage, navigate, and keep it easy. One appointment, one phone call.
Awesome. So do I just give you guys a call?
Yeah.
Someone comes out,
yeah.
And do we just walk through?
Yep.
I mean, it's ridiculous. Like, it's like little thing, but it's probably a week's worth of work.
It might not even, it could be days worth of work. I mean, it's no big deal.
Yeah.
And a lot of our carpenters are trade professionals.
Speed, yeah.
I mean, we want to look at efficiencies, but yeah, literally just a punch list. We'll walk room by room, and then cost-wise, if it's like, hey, this is just way too much I want to invest, then we just prioritize. It happens daily.
Awesome. Okay, I'll give you guys a call. I appreciate
it. Hey, yep. Bob, George, here's the number, buddy. Ready?
847-658-8989.
He's an absolute child.
I know he is.
There you go.
hang on, bud. Let's get your information and your Mr. Flickley. Why am I a child?
Because you just love it.
Press the button.
He's got the hotkeys. He wants to hit the hotkeys.
That's right.
Any of our listeners can just text our office number if you have questions. If you're just looking for a price or just a quick response, you could text our main number and we'll respond back. Hey, this is what we think the repair could cost, or this is what, or we could schedule what's called a virtual visit if you just don't have the time in your day, and we could just give you an estimate over the phone.
Love it.
Phone number again?
847-658-8989.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
You're like playing with the buttons. Mr. Wentz, we're going to push more buttons.
Sure.
He doesn't even know his phone number.
Yeah.
You know, if I didn't have this.
He's just helping Jeremy out.
That's it.
Yeah,
well, we don't put our phone number on anything
Mr. Button Pusher. Yeah, man, he really enjoys it. Child.
That's how you think I talk. Huh?
Yeah, that's, well, that's pretty much spot on. 312. Yeah, that too. 312-981-7200. So, listen to this. While you were gone last week, guy called. I'm driving on Thursday.
Yeah.
Guy wants to buy a condo. I talked about this last week. I'm sure you downloaded the podcast and got caught up.
Clearly.
Every time.
He wanted to buy a home in a condo building that still was under construction being repaired from Hurricane Ian from a year or two ago.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, you know what that means? Trying to get a mortgage in that building? It's dead
stop.
Yeah,
how do you do that?
You don't.
Yeah. Oh, you don't.
Okay, so a bank tried to help him out. The rhymes with Chase, Manhattan Bank. Okay. tried to help him out. Tried to help. Wanted to charge him over $10,000 in closing costs.
Mm.
All right. Following me so far?
Following you.
Okay. So he calls me up. He's like, Chase just told me they can't do the loan. I'm like, how long have you been working with Chase? Over 30 days. I'm like, well, I would have told you the first day when we called, we can't get a building. You can't get a loan down the building. So I'm just giving you an update. Okay. So we're doing a cash out refinance, 80% of his current home here in Chicagoland area.
Okay.
Right. We did the appraisal. It's set up. We'll probably close by next Friday.
Okay.
Okay. In under 2 weeks, our loan will be done.
Nice.
He was 100 G's short. Mm. Huntington Bank has got this program. Forget about it. Right. It's an unsecured line of credit, 7.875, 5-year ARM interest only. It's ridiculous. You need to have 760 credit score.
It's a HELOC?
It's an unsecured loan against your home. Okay? It's an unsecured loan. Okay? It's not attached to your home.
Interesting.
So it's like a personal loan?
It's a personal loan, 100 Gs. Huh. So I'm like, all right, here's what we're going to do. You don't know about this loan. I know about this loan. We're going to pull 100 Gs out. There's the 100. We're going to pull out 280, whatever the hell we need out of your home.
Are they looking at your DTI with that?
Yeah, of course. This guy makes a lot of money.
Interesting.
Him and his wife work. You should get one. Because I know you've got great credit and you're loaded. So,
okay. Then why should she get one?
Yeah. Why not? I took one out.
Okay.
I'm not as loaded as she is, but I took one out. I'm trying to get up there. Send me some loans. It'd be nice, but that's another story. So I got one. Okay. Yeah. It took a week. This guy, I sent the email, I think on Tuesday. I'm like, hey, whatever her name is, you know, this is our bar. Closed yesterday.
Huh.
Wow.
72 hours.
I had never heard of Huntington Bank, and there was 3 billboards for Huntington Bank. So
interesting.
They're not new.
No, they've been around. Yeah. But I'm just saying, they've got this niche product.
Hmm.
So this guy, we're going to pull out, I don't know, 280, 300, whatever the hell it is. He's got 100 G's heavy, right? Now he's got access to 100 grand.
That's great.
He's going to buy this place down in Florida for cash. He's going to go in there cash. So, you know how much my closing costs are on the cash out refinance? About $3,000.
Yeah.
You know how much it costs him to pull the Huntington Bank HELOC out? Nothing.
Hmm.
How is that? That program seems like...
We don't ask questions, Sarah.
Sketch.
Got it.
Sarah,
when God smiles on you, you don't ask why.
Yeah. Right. Why are you getting negative? why are you getting negative with
Sorry
all these
for trying to educate our listeners.
No, sure. I don't know how they're doing it, but it's there.
Yeah.
So I took out... I've got access to $100,000 at 7.875. If I don't need it, great. If I have to rip off 100 grand for whatever, if I have a great business opportunity available and I need to tap into $100,000, boom, I got it right there at my fingertips.
Wow, very
cool. This guy's going to pull it and put it down on a home with the equity we're taking out of his home. And it's going to cost him about $3,000 in closing costs because it's cash out refinanced to 80. It's tough to cover costs on that. And actually, I am covering his costs. What am I talking? Yeah. I'm giving him a full closing cost credit.
Wow.
I put him into a slightly higher rate, full closing. It's costing him nothing instead of spending over 10 G's. With Chase,
who and you got it done.
And we got it done.
Yeah.
Chase Manhattan Bank.
Yeah. Wow.
Big Blue.
Sure.
And you want to come after me, you could talk to the borrower. 100% accurate statement. All right, we're going to take a quick break. we're going to talk about why Sarah's not sending me any leads
that's
during
fine.
The break.
We might as well do it on air.
I think
that's
we
more
do it on
fun.
Air for sure.
No, I don't. Okay, we'll do it on air. Coming out of the break, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. All right, we got a full hour just... Whatever you guys want to do, a ton of...
We'll talk about home updates, what you should
do, like
what you shouldn't do.
That's
right?
A good one.
Jeremy,
yeah.
We can talk about that.
Yep.
And Bob, what would you like to talk about? Interpersonal relationship challenges?
Sure. Okay. We're good like that.
Yeah.
We can help.
I'm great at advice.
Well, Sarah's never on.
Yeah,
don't ask any kind of marital advice from Sarah whatsoever. Yeah, we don't want it.
I just want to touch on something we mentioned earlier about what we see in some of these homes.
Yeah.
Just give some advice because it is a mental disorder for many people.
Okay,
So just some do's and don'ts.
All right.
Sure, it's great.
312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Store Chicago 720 WGN. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Sarah, you had mentioned something going into the break, and I'll just throw it over to you to bring up the topic and take off with it.
Okay. So I think the most common question that we get asked is what should we do or what shouldn't we do when we list our home? And what we had talked about relative to this market is, you know, money and rates are expensive right now. And a lot of buyers, David, you can attest to this, are putting down 3%. I think that's pretty fair. 3 to 5%.
3 to 5.
Yep. So they're not coming to closing with a ton of liquidity.
You know why?
Why?
Because they don't have it.
Got
right.
It.
Absolutely.
They don't have it.
That is true. And so what people have to understand when they're selling their home is that although some things may be small, it's not small in the eyes of the buyer, right? Somebody doesn't want to come in and have to correct someone else's mess. So when it comes to painting, when it comes to flooring, sellers' objections to that are, well, what if the buyer doesn't love it? We don't need them to love it. We just need them to not want to leave and find something else because of the work that needs to get done. You don't need to replace a kitchen. You don't need to update all of your bathrooms, but you need to make it so somebody can come in and feel that they can move their things in and just live. And if they don't love the color of the carpet or they don't love the color of the walls, they don't have to budget to change it immediately. And that's the goal that we're trying to achieve. So we can do that through, you know, staging, making sure the home's presented best, which we have a stager that comes out and works with you for that. It's really helpful because everyone lives the way that they're comfortable. And the reality is we all have to get a little uncomfortable when we sell our home to make sure that it's presenting itself in its best possible light for buyers, not for you and your family. And so that's one part of it. And then the other is just if you do a walkthrough and your eyes are, you know, being drawn towards, you know, cracks in the door jams and
any crack.
Yeah. And like, you know, a lot of people that have tile, it's the grout. The grout cracks or it starts to settle. Those kinds of things in the end of the day, are they a huge deal? No, but isn't it impactful to a buyer? If a buyer walks through, are they going to say, gosh, how do I fix that? That's not what we want them talking about. We want them visualizing where their couch goes, right? And seeing the good stuff.
Have you seen, because that's something that we always tell our customers, like, look, water, right? So obviously address any of that stuff. But absolutely. Do you see people say like, oh, that's been there forever. It's no big deal.
Yes.
Like, oh, the house set up. But the new buyer doesn't know that.
Oh, sure.
So they might come in and be like, the house is sinking. The sky is falling. Yes. Chicken Little style.
My eyes are so drawn towards every issue. And I tell sellers, I am not being picky. I'm letting you know that my eyes are going to see what a buyer's eyes could see. And if there's, let's just say, a loose piece of tape on a ceiling because somebody did a bad mudder tape job, they're not going to say, oh, that's a bad mudder tape job. They're going to say, oh my gosh, was that water? It's leaking. There's something up there.
Yes.
That could be mold. Is there mold? That's where their head goes, okay. Right? Even and everything in a bathroom when it starts to flake. People aren't saying, oh, it's just a bathroom. It's moisture.
Just paint it.
Yeah. They're going to have all of these concerns. And what we're trying to do is overcome those things because we do this every day. We hear it every day. And you see how that impacts a buyer's mindset. So the goal isn't that we're trying to upgrade and spend a ton of money. The goal is that we're just getting it into a condition where people can come in and really appreciate the space for what it is.
Well, I love that because we show up to customers' houses and they're like, well, my realtor said I need a new kitchen, a new bathroom, and I need to remodel my primary suite. And I'm like, please don't.
Yeah.
Like that just doesn't, if you're going to be here for 3 to 5 years, enjoy it. That's
absolutely
great. And then yes, it's a great investment.
Right.
But if you're literally doing it for someone else,
totally.
Don't.
No. And there's small things you can do. Like we talked about replacing a light fixture or an entryway fixture. It's the first thing you see when you walk in the entryway. All of those little things matter. No one of those is going to sell your home. It's the entire house, right? So when you have flooring that's in good shape, even if it's just getting the carpets cleaned, when you have walls that aren't scraped up and people can come in, it looks well maintained. And you know, when there's a lot of deferred maintenance or things wrong, people wonder, well, what else didn't they do?
Texter wants to know, what about flooring allowances? What are your thoughts?
I'm curious
on
this.
So that's the thing, right? Yeah. So even if you can throw money at a problem, it's still a problem, right? So if you have the ability and the means to do the carpet yourself, do it. And I will tell you, if it costs you $2,000 to do it, a buyer's going to want six. You're going to pay for it on the other end, and it will cost you more if you don't do it yourself.
So you're saying flooring allowance, hey, my flooring's trashed. Instead of us replacing it, we're just going to give
a closing cost credit,
$4,000 to redo the floor.
But a buyer doesn't want $4,000. A buyer wants $8,000. Right? that's a fact, right?
Sure.
But you want it in a closing cost credit, not as a reduction in price. The purchase price.
But really, you don't want any of that. From a seller's standpoint, I always say it's like convenience versus the money side of it. If you just want the convenience, do it, but you're going to lose money that way, right?
So you say 3 to 5%. Does that mean it's an FHA loan?
No, you can get a Fannie Freddie loan for 3%.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Isn't that wild?
5% down.
And that's where a lot of these people that have been in their home for 20 years, right? Rates were 14%. They're like, what's everyone complaining about?
And that's a good point.
And they're all putting down 20%. So that's just not the market right now. So we need to understand our buyer.
Got to hit a break. Phone number for our listeners want to reach out:
224-239-3966 or sarahleonardsells.com.
Bob, I got a couple of questions here about will you guys load pods? Bought my first home, gave you guys 5-star review. We'll get to those after these messages. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720. And that previously mentioned phone number is the MegaPros call, text, and phone line. We'll be back after these messages.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
There's a 90% chance you're running to David Hochberg. Come on.
Are you kidding me?
That's worth every penny.
That's why Northbrook's real estate market's been blowing up. He's got a big meatball sandwich ready to chow down.
I have a picture of him in the entrance. And people are like, where do I sign?
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Kind of a big deal, Jeremy.
I know.
312-981-7200. Bob, I got some texts here, but this one just came in. Why do you want a closing cost credit? Why not a reduction in cost? Won't that be the basis for my real estate tax?
Those are three great questions.
Okay, so number one, let's just keep this simple, stupid. You're buying a $100,000 home, okay? Mm-hmm. And you want a $3,000 allowance, Sarah, for flooring.
Yep.
Okay, if you put flooring allowance in there, the underwriter is going to stop the deal right there. What's wrong with the floors? Send pictures out with the floors. The floors have to be repaired before we close, and you just add a bunch of layers.
I didn't know that, but got it.
Right? The floors are perfectly fine, but if you bring up that you're getting a flooring allowance, the underwriter doesn't know, and they're going to want more eyes on it. So you just raise a red flag. Now, if you take your $100,000 home, Sarah, and you drop it to $97,000, you're not getting that. Yeah, you reduce the cost of the house by $3,000, but you're not getting any money to fix the floors.
Yeah, this is the way I explain to people. You can come to closing two ways. One, or buy a house. One is having the lowest down payment, and two is having the lowest monthly payment. So essentially, if you get a $5,000 closing cost credit, you're mortgaging $5,000 to keep $5,000 of your money in your bank. Or if you don't, right, then you're bringing that money to closing and having a lower down payment, right?
Yeah.
So you're essentially...
And you're saving $35 a month by bringing in an extra $5 a month, $5,000.
Right. So...
And you have, by doing it that way, not getting the credit, you don't have the $5,000 in your example to fix the floors.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Right. So you're mortgaging a little more that you're going to pay over the 30-year loan.
Big deal.
In theory, right. It's a very small price to pay, and then you're keeping, retaining that money in your bank account. It's very confusing for people to understand that, but it is actually very simple when you think about
that way. And I know we're using small numbers of $100,000, but that's fine. We could still use it. Won't that be the basis of my real estate taxes? Isn't that the question?
The real estate taxes are based upon the sales, the collective sales in your area over a prolonged period of time.
Not your house. It's all houses.
It's like a three-year average. It's usually a rolling three-year average. They assess it. So that's a common question. The only time that your taxes are a direct relation to the price is if it's new construction. And so then it is a purchase price. Otherwise, it's not. It's just like a rolling average.
What about adding a pool?
What about it?
So
you pull a permit, there's like a characteristic of the home, and you get taxed on that, things. Yes.
Got it. Yep.
And you need permitting and
well, we know all that stuff. Yeah, we got all that stuff.
But you're going to pay for it because they know you put a pool in.
Sure.
Right.
All right.
Yep.
So again, if you don't, $3,000 to $5,000 closing cost credit, if you reduce the purchase price, you're still bringing in $5,000 to $7,000 to close your home in closing costs, because that's what it costs.
Yeah,
right. Okay? The closing cost credit retains the money in your bank account.
Mm-hmm. Right. So if you buy it for $100,000 instead of $95,000 or $97,000, and you get a $5,000 closing cost credit, that $5,000 offsets your $5,000 to $7,000 in closing costs that you'd pay. That money is still in your bank account, like Sarah just said, and then you use that money to do the flooring, and you don't raise a red flag to an underwriter.
So how am I writing that as? Oh, there's going to be $5,000 closing cost credit.
That's it.
Period. Just mic drop. I don't have to say what it's for. I don't have to say why. It's just whatever agreed upon.
Closing costs for all applicable closing costs prepaid. That's it.
Got it.
The contract is written that way. That's it.
Got it. Okay. So it says nothing about floor repair. It says nothing about anything.
You do not want to mention any malfunctions or repairs that are needed in the home.
Huh.
Or you can. Okay, all you rookie realtors out there and all you know-it-all realtors out there that know more about financing than me that have been doing it for 25 years, you can.
He's not salty at all.
No.
Clearly they know.
I get into battles with realtors every once in a while. I'm just like, listen, why are you fighting with me? Right? Did I tell you how to sell this house?
Right.
Okay? You want to close this easily or you want to start raising flags?
Right.
Okay? You want to stay in your lane. Right? I didn't bust your chops.
That's why he's so well-liked.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is probably why.
Right.
Plus my charming personality.
Yes,
for sure.
Obviously.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, Bob's
soft-spokenness, really.
Well, I'm shy.
You're shy.
Therapist is
soft-spoken, shy.
Super shy.
Reserved.
I don't express my feelings.
No,
right.
No, never.
No opinion. Yeah. He's not opinionated.
No,
of course,
really not.
Yeah. Right.
Because I'm never wrong. 312-981-7200.
Because I'm talking.
Well, Bob's company load one of the pod shipping containers?
That's a good question.
We have any and all labor for hire, so we don't have to take anything away. But if you need things loaded, or you're getting your floors redone, you need to move all the furniture out of one room into the other room, or into a pod or the garage, we're here to help.
That's amazing.
Will you disassemble things? Like, so I have a big dining room table. In order to get it out of my house, you got to take it apart?
Yes.
Will your team do that?
Absolutely.
That's cool.
All of our teams are equipped with all the tools necessary to disassemble whatever we need to disassemble. Awesome. We take doors off hinges, railings off of walls, because we're moving things in and out. We don't want damage. So
of course.
It's easier just to pull those things off.
Love it.
Susan at 847. My brother bought his first home from an older couple about 10 years ago. Little did he know the attic was filled with 40-year-old newspapers. Huh. Check the attic.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Hello. Did you have an inspection?
I guess not.
Yep.
Ugh,
or if they did, they didn't have a very good inspector.
That's right.
True.
Right.
773. Best show, David. I sent this question last week, but Jeremy from Eggers wasn't there to answer. Please ask why Jeremy will not come into the city of Chicago. I would hire them if they did. Thanks. I did answer that. They must not have been listening, because why aren't you going into Chicago?
We do, right? It's just certain areas of Chicago. It's hard to get to, labor force-wise, logistics-wise, parking-wise. I mean, the easiest thing I could tell our listeners is that, look, if our support staff says we don't go there, you could say, can I schedule a virtual visit, right? We don't have to drive there. We could talk about it. Even if we just give you an idea of price and then steer you in a direction of maybe a contractor that would service your area, that's great. It's just information. We're happy to do it. But sometimes logistically, the cost is going to be astronomical that it won't be worth it, or it's just outside of our service area.
That's why I said people. You don't do a lot of areas in Naperville, because it's tough to get through.
Right. Yeah, it's just giant.
But they've got five or six zip codes in Naperville.
We love doing work in Wisconsin. It's super easy for us, right? Yeah. Algonquin to Wisconsin, no problem.
Sure.
So downtown can be, we will do work on Michigan Avenue.
Yeah.
So we do work.
So the answer is not no. The answer is just call and inquire.
Just call, ask, and we're happy to help.
Definite maybe. 847. I used junk luggers at my mom's home in Arlington Heights in April of 2024 to remove things following her passing and sale of her home. We just talked about that earlier in the show. Mm-hmm. Death is one of the five D's. Thank you, Sarah. Furniture, organ, etc. They were friendly, quick, clean, and prepared. A pleasure to work with. While I just watched, okay, Miss Why, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Why should you hire them instead of a roll-off?
That's right.
Here you go. I definitely will use them again. Thanks for promoting good folks. Most of us deal with this type of thing only a few times in our lifetime, so we appreciate 5-star recommendations.
Love it.
Our town with our check ready, speedy for an old lady.
Do you want me to read that for you?
This was a different text. Okay, 312-981.
He's got a different problem.
I'm having a little trouble.
I'm doing the phonetic.
Wow. Hooked on phonics work for me. Hooked on phonics work for Dave.
The phonics.
Of course you are.
I'm on the first chapter.
Yeah, we know. You opened the book.
I had trouble getting phonics out. 312-981-7200. Phonics.
Yes.
I completely forgot the word. Talking about people leaving things behind that they sell. A friend of mine bought a home where the previous owner left behind a sex swing in the basement, still installed. LOL. Bob, any sex swings you want to talk about?
Probably not.
No. We have.
Can't even believe you read that.
There's paraphernalia and things out there.
Sure. Never ceases to amaze you. Yes. Find these houses, right?
Sarah, any sex swings in any of the properties that you own or that you sell?
Wow. I have seen them, yes.
My kids were listening. They're not listening now. Thank
we
you.
Are 100, you know, judgment free.
Oh, it's a French word. It's so a totally judgment free zone.
And we see everything. So, I mean, our listeners are just embarrassed. Like, I'm so ashamed. And it's like, we've seen it all.
You have no idea.
We've seen the worst. Right.
I'm 265 pounds. If you got one rated for 265, let me know. I'll come check it out. 312-981-7200.
We'll let you know.
Yeah, let me know. You got my number. 630 was on air twice. Never got my Mr. Floor cleaning product, Iridian. You see that one? We'll get that to We'll get that to Igor.
Calling you out.
It takes like 2 weeks. Okay, well, so Iridian said, wait your turn. If someone is buying a home early next year, mm-hmm. what is the best month to start looking? February, March? Also, how much can you gift to your son each year as a gift without tax implications?
Oh, boy.
That's chapter two.
We're going to have somebody else read these.
So I think
it's good to educate yourself on looking for homes like 3 months before you start. I think that's really good because everyone has a wish list in their head, and then that gets tailored based on availability, location. And so it's really good to just start the process. So I'd say about 3 months ahead of time.
Okay. Wait a second. I have a question. Wouldn't the first step be I got to figure out how much I could afford?
So that would be a good first step.
Aren't we calling you first? Like, hey, I'm interested in buying a house.
Yes.
I'm calling Dave and Dave's team to say, all right, great. What can you afford?
I would say like 90% of buyers that come in have not. They just need that direction.
Why?
They call in and they want to go see something. Well, I think I could do it, you know, because there's a million things you can look at online that are completely inaccurate, right? It's like looking at Zillow for the price of your home. It's like,
yes.
Yeah, it just is like you're.
They don't know.
Yeah, they don't know.
But
then you have to explain that to them. I said, you know, you have to tell them, right?
Yep.
If you can't really look for a home, because if I show you a home and you love it, and then you find out later you can't afford it, that's not a service to you.
Fascinating. You know, we've been looking for a house forever,
yeah.
Right? Because so many kids.
Right.
We just went to a walkthrough, and they required a pre-qual just to walk through.
That's right.
Like, just to literally see the house.
That's
they were like, hey, where's your pre-qualification letter?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, you know what's really scary, though, is you can, like, go online and punch in a bunch of numbers and get one. That's the thing. Like,
oh, I didn't know
that. Oh, what's the difference?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And they're so inaccurate. Yeah. So inaccurate.
Huh. Yeah. Trust me. You want to go? Yeah. They don't collect anything. They don't walk you through. They don't ask you questions.
You've got to call David, a professional. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. A texter just texted in about how do HELOCs work. I will get to that after the break, I promise. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Don in Chicago used Junk Luggers twice this week. Is online, too. We'll pick that up after the break as well. And Rich in Oswego's got a patio door question. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call. It takes a photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. MegaPros call. It takes a photo line. Donnie in Chicago, you used Junk Luggers twice this week.
Yes, that's right. Sure did, and was wonderful. I had them set up to come in on Monday this week, and they showed up right on time, cleared out a basement for me, left it almost broom clean. There were about four things they couldn't get on the truck anymore because we had filled it up so much. And then I had another source that was supposed to come on Tuesday to take furniture out from the inside of the house and take it to the Goodwill. And we're getting a big hassle with them. They only ended up leaving about a third of the stuff they're supposed to take. Didn't do so. I called Junk Luggers back that afternoon. They came back on Thursday and got everything else. So my first crew was absolutely great. Second crew was also good, but not as great as the first one. But anyway, it's a wonderful experience. And I just want them to know that I use them because of their advertising on GN. And, you know, I had heard them before and called in the other week at the numbers. So.
How long did it take you to accumulate all of that stuff that Junk Luggers moved out?
Well, unfortunately, I would say it's probably over 40 years. If a good friend of ours had passed away this past March, and I'm the executive estate, so I'm clearing out the house from that which she and her sister had for 35 to 40 years. Mm-hmm. And her sister died previously by about 20 years earlier. So it was a mass of stuff they had.
Mm-hmm. And how old are you, Bob? I mean, Don. Don, how old are you?
I'm 79.
So your days of schlepping furniture are over. Would that be a safe?
Pretty much, yeah. 90% of that. And my partner, he's 90, but we've done a hell of a lot of the work of moving this stuff out and getting things out of there anyway, and getting things ready. But they were a great godsend this week, and it was a pleasure to call them back on Monday afternoon or Tuesday afternoon and rehook them up for this week because I know it'd be done right.
Nice.
Well, thanks for sharing your story. Do you remember this transaction, or you just got trucks all over the place you don't remember?
We do have trucks all over the place, but I'm going to go look into it and find out who would help you out, Don, and thank you very much for the opportunity in your business.
Yeah, guys, on Monday were absolutely terrific. And guys, Thursday were too. They were very good, too, and very helpful.
All right.
First team we had was absolutely terrific.
Well, there you go.
Thank them all very much.
It's one of the five Ds, Donnie, right? Death. Right, yeah. Don was the executor of this home. Friends passed. We talk about it all the time, Sarah. So we got diapers, we got debt, we got downsizing, we got divorce, and we've got death. Okay, those are the five D's of real estate, the five D's of mortgages, the five D's of junk removal, the five D's of home improvement.
Yep.
It's the five D's of everything because it happens every single day.
I didn't hear happy wife in that one.
Well,
that does happen in remodeling, right? Like, my wife's been bugging me for years. I got to get this kitchen done.
Well, and if not, that ends in the D divorce.
Happy wife. Yeah, exactly. So.
Well, Don, hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product, buddy, and thanks for sharing your story with us.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Okay, buddy. 312-981-7200. Let me quickly explain how a HELOC works because this texter texted in twice. Okay.
First, what is a HELOC?
A home equity line of credit, which is a checkbook against the equity of your home.
There we go.
Okay. So let's say your home is worth $400,000, okay, which is your average home. Would you some 3 to 4?
Yeah.
Okay. You could go up typically to 80% of the value of your home. So 80 times 400,000 is 320,000. Mm-hmm. You owe, in this example, $220,000 on your first loan. So you take 320 minus 220 and you gain access to $100,000 worth of the equity of your home if you qualify. Okay? You need credit and income and value liquidity in your home. And in this example, this hypothetical owner of a home has $100,000. You apply with King County Teachers Credit Union, you get approved, you get the HELOC, and now you have a checkbook, live rounds, $100,000 worth of live rounds against your house. You could do whatever you want.
Yep.
You want to take a trip.
You could put it on black.
You could put it on black, red, or green. You could want to play blackjack, whatever you want. You want to take trips. You want to do renovations. You want to pay off student loans. You want to buy a car. Mm-hmm. Whatever you want to do. You want to take care of your handicapped wife who can't get in and out of the house and build a ramp.
Your money.
It's your money. Mm-hmm. Here's when you start paying juice on that money. The day you write a check and draw against that $100,000 is when you start paying interest only on the money that you borrow. Okay. And if you want to pay extra, okay, so let's just keep this simple and stupid again. Let's just say you borrow 50 out of the 100, and each $1,000 costs you $7 a month. Just hypothetical. That's $350 that you're going to owe the following month. 7 times 50 is 350. Mm-hmm. So that's the interest only. Your balance is going to stay at $50,000. You still have 50 grand available. You're going to continue to pay 350. Got it? Good. Okay. Now, if you paid $10,000, $10,350, your balance will be reduced to $40,000 mm-hmm. the next month, right? Because you paid back $10,000 with the principal. You knocked the principal balance down by 10 G's. So now your interest-only payment the following month is 4 times 7, in this example, is $280. So now you only have to pay $280 a month. Is that all you got?
So it recalculates it every time you put money
every month
toward it. Yeah,
every month.
And how long can you be doing this for?
Typically 10 years. That's how long it lasts. A typical HELOC lasts for 10 years. And then at the end of the 10 years, it either balloons or it converts into either a 10-year or a 20-year fixed loan.
And the best design of this is, let's say rates do go down. Let's say you do have that equity. Then you could always do a cash out refinance. And
pay it off.
Pay it off.
Sure,
and lock it in.
At a lower rate.
At a lower rate.
Right.
Yep. Okay.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
312-981-7200. I hope I answered that listener's
question. You say qualify. How hard, like, what are the no's? What's the limits? Is it a 600 credit score? Is it a 650 credit score?
Okay, that's a great question.
Yeah.
So typically you want to be King County Teachers Credit Union, which is now a division of
Consumers
Credit Union. If you have a 700 credit score or above, there's no prepayment penalty, by the way.
Huge, that's great to hear.
Huge
yeah, that
win.
That is great.
Okay, so huge win. 700 above, they're offering right now for an introductory rate, 2 minus prime. Which is huge.
Wow.
So right now you're paying 5.5.
That's wow. great.
If you qualify. Okay, so now if you're below that, it's prime plus 3.
Okay.
So you're going to pay 10.5.
Wow.
Okay, but forget about the rate. It's about the payment.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the best part. I just talked to a lady who had 670 credit score, prime plus 3, and we did the math. She was still saving $1,500 a month paying off her debt.
That's great.
Okay, yeah, the rate sucks, but you're still saving $1,500 a month, 18 G's a year.
Yeah.
Okay, so I said to her, here's the deal. Take it out, pay it, wait 4 to 6 months, let your credit scores go back up. Don't blow yourself up.
Yeah.
Call your credit cards, ask them to double your limits because you're doing more travel and entertainment to build up more availability in your
right.
credit cards.
Right.
Strengthen your foundation of your credit. Go back to KCTCU in 6 months. Say, hey, I think my credit's better. Can we take a look? We'll do a soft pull. If your credit's good, take out a new loan. And if the introductory rate's still there, you'll be prime minus two, or you'll get the prime rate, which is whatever the prime is, knock off 3 points off your HELOC.
Go ahead, Sarah.
Do you know what's wild, though, is that you're saying all of this stuff, right? I'm 41. Like, how?
No, you're not.
I know. Thanks.
You sound 28 on the radio.
About that. Yeah, I got a face for radio.
Yes, you do.
Isn't that funny? Like, yeah.
Not really, but go ahead.
So when all this knowledge that you have, I think it's wild that kids that are 18, 20, 28, no one knows this stuff. I mean, nobody I'm sure knows. You're a listener. That is such good information. When you talk about this and how when you call and ask for higher limits, that it creates more availability and how that impacts your score.
Huge.
There are so many things like that you can educate listeners on that I hope would get to the younger generation too, because it really like it defines your future of finance. Yes. Like it's wild.
How does this HELOC impact your credit score?
Well,
by pulling, like when you use it, obviously when you're not using it, it doesn't impact at all, I'm assuming. But if now it's a second loan, is that going to drop someone's credit score exponentially?
If you have good credit.
Yeah.
Right. Listen, my credit score, according to my, and I got to hit a break here.
Yeah.
You know, my Citibank and my Chase at 777 or 850, whatever the hell it is. It's throwing a rock at a tank.
Okay.
Okay. It's not that big of a deal. If you take out a line of credit and you don't use it, you got availability there.
That's
and if
good.
You take out a line of credit and tap it out and then you pay off credit cards and the credit card
That's
balances
also good.
Go down, right? You're basically shifting it to another credit, then the worst thing you could do is start shutting credit cards down, which most people do.
I love your examples. It's throwing a rock at a tank.
Sure. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What?
Good luck. It's got to be a big rock and a small tank to make a real impact.
Like, I would, like, that's so funny.
Uh huh. You are funny.
It's like
that's
throwing a rock at what? At your.
What are those good examples? Or
that's
like,
a good one.
You got a better one?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'll think about that.
No, on the spot.
Yeah, no, you got to just.
It's like a drip of water in an ocean.
Drip of water in an ocean.
Yeah. Stick to selling real estate. 312-981-7200. That one sucked. 312-981-7200. It's urinate.
That
like
was still good.
It's like peeing in the ocean to raise the tide. Yeah, that's
peeing
it.
Peeing in the ocean raise to raise the tide.
Yeah, after I bring it up. That analogy sucks. Come up with a good one. 312, the ocean and a drip. And 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Owens from Chicago, 720 WJ.
Let's review.
My wife likes to buy kiddie pools, load them up with food to feed every single animal.
You know, you can tell the female and the male duck because the female takes charge. Because
the male follows the female around.
Yes, well, the female comes over and eats, and then the sluggish male brings up the rear and just lays down.
Are you describing David or a duck? I'm just trying to figure out.
David, you're such a schmuck.
What are we really talking
Hold
about?
Hold on. People in Oklahoma are going, what's a schmuck?
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Speed round. Quick answers here. Bob, how far west will you go? A texter wants to know. Will you go to DeKalb?
Yes.
Okay. Jeremy, love your show. Several things. Learn something every week. When Mega fixed a basement window, a home built in the 60s, glass broke, brother-in-law fixed it temporarily.
Yes.
Will you come to Joliet?
Oh, no.
Okay.
But we'll find someone for you.
Okay. There you go.
Joliet's too far.
Joliet's a schlep for you. Okay. Mm-hmm. Sarah, home, 440 home in the northwestern burbs, 125 left on the mortgage. Does it make sense to invest 150 on a remodel? Everything is original from 1992. I guess that's for you and for Jeremy. Go, you first.
No, not everything. Absolutely not.
Yeah, not everything.
No.
Agreed.
$125,000 is far too much money to sell.
All right. Thinking about selling, spring of 2006, we recently painted the main area a light cream. Our realtor is saying we need an accent wall. Do we, would a buyer want their own accent color,
You do not need any accent walls.
And there was a question about reducing the rent after September 1st. What are your thoughts on that?
Reducing rent?
They've had a rental property for 30 days on the market, and they haven't gotten a new tenant. So do they reduce the rate or just wait? Is 30 days long enough?
Yeah. No, I would wait. I think it depends. If you've not had any applications, maybe. But like, I have rental properties, and sometimes it takes long to find the right ones. We require 3 times income for rent and different things. So if you're having interest, wait it out. If you're not, reduce the price.
David, how do you feel about David Ramsey? I think David Ramsey is a very, very...
I love him.
Intelligent person on the radio. I think his philosophy of one size fits all does not work for everybody. The pay your loan off in 15 years sounds great on the radio. Not everybody's making tens of millions of dollars a year like Dave Ramsey and can afford a 15-year fixed loan. Some people like to buy new cars instead of used cars. I do believe in his philosophy that you should live within your means. I also believe that you should enjoy life as well. And if you want to buy a new car, you should buy a new car. He's not a big fan of that. And I do not believe in 15-year fixed loans.
But
I
think you can do, isn't it one extra payment a year? It takes a 30-year mortgage
to a 21.
Out of 20.
Yeah. 21 to 21. You knock 7 years off.
There you go.
23 years.
That's great,
a cool
right?
one.
21 yeah. to 23 years.
And then you're not obligated to pay the
and
higher
And you always
15.
Back it up. You yep. can turn a 30 into a 15, can't turn a 15
That's
into
exactly
a
right.
That's a good point.
All right, everybody got a minute to say goodbye. Sarah, you're up first.
I think that it's exciting that finally we can encourage people that we are not in a shortage of inventory and that good things are happening in the market. I think it'll stimulate things, especially when the rates drop, because they will. And it's a good time to realize you don't have to wait until spring to buy or sell, because we're really seeing a lot of movement out there now. So give us a call, 224-239-3966 or sarahleonardsells.com.
Bob Schmidt, Junk Luggers. Nugget of knowledge, 1 minute or less, go.
We are heading into fall. Don't let those projects get put aside. Take advantage of downsizing and right-sizing. We're here to help. 1-800-LUG-JUNK, 1-800-584-5865.
Jeremy Hogel, MegaPros Home Improvement.
Oh, got it.
You're that means you start talking.
I should start talking. Yeah. If you have home remodel repair questions, any idiosyncrasies, we do have our preventative maintenance program that's going to be starting again in fall. So if you need your gutters cleaned, if you are concerned about what your house looks like on the exterior, we'll inspect your home. That starts at $300 a visit. We're happy to help.
Phone number and website are right here, because I love playing with my buttons.
Megapros.com.
According to Sarah.
847-658-8989.
I just want to give out a quick shout out to one of our listeners. We put them into an FHA loan a year ago. Their home has appreciated $70,000 in Lake County in the past year. The current servicer that we put them into, PennyMac, called them up to say, hey, we could get you down a half a point, refund you the upfront mortgage insurance premium of your FHA loan. He's thinking that means he's walking away with $4,000. Wrong. You don't walk away with $4,000. So I'm like, tell you what, let me get on the phone. I'll be your financial advisor. I'll ask the questions, because you have no idea what you're talking about. And this is a good friend of mine, right? He's in his 70s. He doesn't know anything about mortgages. He trusts me. Yeah. So I get on. Hey, it's Bill. I'm David. I'm Bill's financial advisor. Can we go through all this stuff? And the lady's ticking everything off, right? I'm like, how much are you charging them? Well, he's got title fees. I'm like, how much money is he bringing in? Well, he's got to bring in a mortgage payment. I'm like, and that $3,000 he's getting back, he's not really getting that back. Oh, no, he's not getting that back. And she's like, wow, these are really good questions. I'm like, yeah, thanks. So long story short,
really good.
You're I really swear in to God, tune with
she
this.
Goes, wow, yeah. you're really good. Wow, these are great questions. So long story short, your servicer is going to call you. Your servicer is a phone jockey who doesn't know the mortgage industry. Okay, why don't you give somebody a call who actually knows what the hell's going on? Here's what we're doing for this borrower. We're doing a cash out refinance because he accumulated $20,000 with credit card debt because he came down with prostate cancer and just had surgery Oof. For his prostate cancer. Okay, so he's down a couple of bucks. He had to live off his credit cards for a little bit because he hasn't been able to work in his 70s. So we're gonna extinguish the $70,000, the $20,000 with the credit card debt. His payment's gonna go up $100.
Yeah.
His interest rate's gonna go down a half a point. We're covering all his costs, and he's gonna be saving $600 a month.
The good thing with you, David, is if that other program would have been real, you would have told him to do it. Like 100%. You want what's best for the customer, which is really great.
I just said, listen, the math isn't mathing. I swear to God, you're asking really good questions, Dave. All right, I've been only doing this 25 years. All right, if you're looking to purchase a new home, refinance your existing home, 855-563-2843, or go to 56david.com. Wendy is going to be in for me next weekend. I have a wedding in Philadelphia. It's a late show, 2:30 show due to Northwestern football. We've got Dave Schluter, Frank from Access. And we're still trying to fill the third seat. Jeremy will be home taking care of his kids because he doesn't schlep down after Northwestern football.
Correct.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We're going to throw it over to John Hanson with Let's Get Legal. Iridian, our call screener, is going down to produce that highly rated show after the news, traffic, and weather. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great weekend.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogel from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts. Bob Schmidt, Junk Luggers, and Sarah Leonard from the Sarah Leonard Team. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/HomeSweetHomeChicago.